Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Cartoons on the Saturday morning, and I saw a Florida State game, and I became a Florida State fan. But from afar, I've been envious of the Hurricanes because of the swagger, the colors, the great players, the great names. And when you guys went down to the swamp this year in Florida, I said, oh my God, the Hurricanes are back. And it's all because of Cam Ward, that quarterback. How funny has he been to watch at quarterback this season?
Vontae, first of all, I want you to understand something. You and I already have a built-in relationship. We both hate them damn Gators. That's all that matters.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, Don.
Listen, Cam Ward, forget the Florida game. From the day he hit campus in the spring, he has been impressing everybody every single day, and it is yet to stop. You know, I just think that this young man has got it figured out. He's living proof of why – you know, you're better off staying in college, in the college game, as long as you can, and being able to master it, because he is preparing himself for the next level, and he's certainly making sure this University of Miami team looks as good as they do.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right. Miami going all the way for a classic ACC matchup in Berkeley. I mean, this has got to be kind of weird for you as a U guy, right? Like this is weird. We could all admit it. Like this whole conference realignment stuff is kind of out of whack. But coming to Cal this week, I mean, this is pretty weird. I find it to be fun.
It might be weird for most, but for the Bailey family, my wife came out here Sunday and went to Calistoga. I got out here Wednesday and came up here. We've made the best of it. So we can do this trip every year if it's all right with you guys.
hold on, Don. I love you some Calistoga, too. I'm bougie like that. Where'd you stay in Calistoga? Where'd you stay in Calistoga, Don?
At the Springs, man.
Hot Springs, man.
I already put my 45 minutes to swim in this morning. We're getting ready to go do a bike deal. I'm bought into this California deal.
Hey, Calistoga, it's a hell of a place. I'm from the hood, Dom, but Calistoga's my type of place. Do you remember when Miami, now they played the Emerald Bowl out here against Cal, Javon Best, and you guys, I think who was the coach?
Randy Shannon
was that coach. That was a fun game, you come out to the West Coast. But do you remember the game that came out here to Berkeley in the early 90s? The early 90s. It was a really good game, and the Miami Hurricanes ended up dropping 50. I'm not sure if you remember that game, Don.
No, that was a little far back for me. No, I remember it. But the ACC now, it's a national conference. And I think, you know, in today's world, for Miami to pick up SMU and Samford and then, of course, Cal and get them incorporated, and it's for Miami. Well, I'll be selfish here. And Cal's living example of it, too. Cal doesn't have that quarterback if they don't come to Miami, right? Mendoza's a Miami guy who went to the same high school as Coach Cristobal. As a matter of fact, he and his dad played with each other on the same team. So I don't mind his cross-conference deal. I tell you, I do have a problem, though. I do have a problem with the West Coast coming to the East Coast and kicking before 3 o'clock. And I got a problem with the East Coast coming to the West Coast and kicking as late as they're kicking. I don't think it's right for the kids. I don't think it's right for anything to make teams do that and beat them up. And it's not so much the way out, it's the way home. So, I mean, Other than that, I'm all bought in on this thing, and there's really not much you and I and Joe can do about it except enjoy it and embrace it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know we've kind of talked a lot, I mean, just on this show about Cam Ward, the quarterback and whatnot, but there actually has been a good Bay Area legacy of players, elite players going to the U. And for us out here, it's like, oh, you're going to the U? You've arrived. Gino Toretta, Ken Dorsey, DJ Williams, like just a few of the names. Like, surprisingly, the U has always recruited out of the Bay Area.
Yeah, they've done a great job out here. And, you know, the thing now is it won't stop because Coach Cristobal spent 5 years at Oregon and is familiar with recruiting this coast, and he's familiar with this football team and its staff. And it's important, I think, today for Miami. I can speak for Miami. Cal's probably in the same position. I'm going through their roster. They've gone all over the place, too. If you are not recruiting nationally, you're really, I think, tying your hands behind your back, because you've got to be able to come out and get marquee players. And look, you take Cam Ward's journey. I mean, he's high school zero star in Texas and stays in Texas for a year and then goes to Washington State for a couple and then comes to Miami. I mean, it's worked out well. And with the transfer portal, it's an international team everywhere you go. There's players from all over the world. Heck, I was just looking here. You guys got a left tackle. Cal's got a left tackle from Sweden that went to Temple. So, I mean, what the heck? Who's to say where anybody's going to come from anymore?
Don Bailey Jr. here on the River Islands Guest Line, color commentator for the Miami Hurricanes on 560 WQAM, center for the 83 National Championship team for the Miami Hurricanes, the first of five. And look, we've watched the 30 for 30s, Don. We've watched all of them. We know about all the great players. You guys may be the only school that has like six rivals, you know, Florida State, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. Everybody wants to claim Miami as a rival. But what is it like being around that campus, being around that college where you have all these great players and the swagger, the Michael Irvins, the Reggie Waynes, the Andrew James? Take us through the culture of the U, man, because it's a different lifestyle, it seems like.
Yeah, you know it is, but I will tell you, everybody is perceived, and hey, Michael Irvin, he was at the game last week and on the sideline the whole game. And I will tell you, he probably willed this team and worked this team to a victory as much as anybody. I interviewed him in the locker room after the game. He's drenched, just working that sideline, soaking wet. And the thing that happens here is everybody, you know, there's a couple sayings that go with Miami, and brotherhood is one of them. You know, the guys all root for each other. Now, they'll compete against each other, too, now. But they'll root for each other. But, you know, everybody says the same thing. It's a Kane thing, and you just won't understand. And unless you're really in the family, you know, it's kind of hard to get it. Because I know the personalities are different, the attitudes are different, the people are different. But once they hit that locker room, it turns into a brotherhood like no other. And we're proud of that. And it's gone through some ups and it's gone through some downs. But right now, Coach Cristobal, being the main guy, I mean, because he won two championships here. He was highly successful at Oregon out on this coast. Mm-hmm. And has groomed himself to come back home and run the family business. And I happen to be in a family business. And there's a lot of pressure that comes with it. But he's doing a great job getting Miami back to those days where we're competing for championships.
Who's your favorite person to see on the sidelines? Because, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, the memes online, which is, like, the internet, like, graphics and stuff, making fun of everything, it's pretty funny. I mean, just the memes leading up to this game. I saw the Coke versus the Woke. I saw the Communists versus the Convicts. I saw so many different jokes that were coming out. But, like, Uncle Luke on the sideline, Michael Irvin, who's the funniest person that you've seen on the sidelines at a U game?
Well, you know, I can't pick one. It's like, what's your favorite act at a circus, right? I mean, who do you choose? I mean, everybody's got their own personality. Then they come back and they get involved in the sideline. Hey, my favorite person on the sideline is my wife. She's the water girl. So that's my favorite person. She does the water and does all of that stuff. So, I mean, I'm happy with that. But I think overall, the personalities of this program have been fantastic, and they're continuing. I mean, look, Cam Ward's going to fall into one of the greatest of all times if he can finish this season the way he started it. And if he can get Miami, you know, into the ACC championship game, and we'll see what happens after that, he's going to be a famous one as well. So there's names on this team that are going to go down in history.
You know, you talk about all the famous and the circus act and everything. I remember watching the 30 for 30 at Butch Davis, who was a coach who helped bring Miami back to relevance after all the penalties or whatnot through the 90s, and he brings them back before Larry Coker. And he goes, I'm trying to listen to what these kids are listening to and the music that they're playing, and they say Trick Daddy. So Trick Daddy, is that somebody you've run into? Do you know who Trick Daddy is,
Don? T-Double.
Trick Daddy and I are neighbors in Miami. We live right next door. No, I'm kidding.
You had me going, man. You got Calistoga rolling. You got me going here, Don.
the Calistoga's for real. The Trick Daddy and I. You know, Luke, we still see around town. Now, Luke is involved in high school football in Miami quite a bit, and he's still around, and, you know, he's embraced a lot of places. He brought a lot of attention. Some maybe didn't like it so much, but he brought attention to our town of Miami, and he's a big-timer down there.
Real quick, Frank Gore. What do you remember about Frank Gore? Frank. He's one of our favorite 49ers of all time, and I know he didn't have the career he wanted at Miami due to the injuries, but I know that running back room with him, Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore was among the best. What do you remember about Frank? Is Don there? Don, you there? Uh-oh.
I think Calistoga got him.
Calistoga got him. The mud pack.
Maybe it was one of my jokes on the memes that I saw online.
Oh, we got him, Don. Don, you got us back?
I got you, baby.
All right. Frank Gore. What do you remember about Frank Gore? He's one of our favorite Niners of all time, and we think he's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. Just got inducted into the 49ers Football Hall of Fame. What do you remember about Frank being down there in Miami?
Well, this is a true story. I remember, you know, I'm down there quite a bit, and I always want to make sure I get there the first day of fall practice. And I walked out on the field and in shorts. You never see, you know, you don't see much flash in shorts. I mean, especially if you've been watching it as long as I have. And the very, like, I walk out and immediately my eyes go to this direction. And sure enough, it was Frank Gore. And it had never stopped. And is it, what one thing made Frank Gore? I don't know. I can't pick one thing that made Frank. I would say, you know, in the National Football League, it's his durability and 16,000 yards. But I go, he was such a tough guy. He could catch. He would block. There's not anything he couldn't do. And yet he probably couldn't outrun a lot of people. You know what I mean? You know, it equates speed to the running back position. He had plenty, but he wasn't a top end guy. But he would just amaze me with his versatility and his toughness. And I still, and I might be off a little bit, but I think when we lost that game in 2002, the championship game to Ohio State, he was hurt. And Miami had a chance to get back in it. And Frank Gore got hurt that year. I think Frank Gore, if you ask him to this day, he'd have gone in and he would have played the final quarter and helped Miami win that game. And he's that kind of tough guy. And, you know, he's just an amazing, amazing example of the type of young men that have come through the University of Miami. And, you know, he didn't have it easy growing up. He went to high school right across the street from the UM campus at Coral Gables High, but just an absolute fantastic football player. Never got in trouble, quiet guy, but he was a hard worker. And he is just, I mean, you look at what he, those two major knee operations and never set him back. And now he's going to be in, he'll ultimately be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. You reference like the transformation of Frank Gore. I didn't know this guy beforehand, but our producer's from the University of Miami. And right. I think the University of Miami, like, transformed him. We got to get him on here. Like Sam, I've been dying to talk football with Don Bailey.
Hurricane gear. His ringtone.
He has a tattoo.
Yeah, he has a tattoo. What's your ringtone, love me? Get out here on the microphone. It's all about the U.
Yeah, the ringtone is from the U opening. It's Luther. It's Uncle Luke singing. It's all about the U. So every time I get a text, I get the "It's all about the U" from Uncle Luke.
Ask Don something, man. You're a hurricane, love it. What got you to be a hurricane?
Honestly, Don, if I'm going to ask you any questions, it's got to be about this game. I'm just curious how you think Cam Ward handles this Cal defense, which is one of the best in the nation. They lead the country with 10 picks. I mean, this is going to be a big challenge for Cam Ward here. I'm curious. What do you think about that?
My take on this is very simple. I think it's time to take it off of Cam Ward. I think at this stage of the game, it's time for the other 21 guys on this team that are going to start. It's the time to take it off of Cam Ward. And because I'm with you. Cal, to me, straight business, is one of the best teams in the conference. They will be maybe the best defense Miami plays. Their quarterback can beat anybody if he gets a little help. It should have beat Florida State. This should be two undefeated teams going right now. But I think that for the rest of the season, what Miami learned last week is this cannot just be the Cam Ward show every single snap. Miami's got to get the defense taking the football away and tackling better than they did last week. They've got to get the tight ends to continue to be involved. And the running game, when it's called, it's got to be a little bit more successful. And my whole thing is Cam Ward is outstanding. He is taking over college football. If he's not up for the Heisman in the next couple weeks as the front runner, I'll be shocked. If Miami can keep winning, he should win a Heisman Trophy. But there comes a game, and there comes a series, and there comes a quarter throughout a season where somebody else has got to do something other than Cam Ward. Because not everybody wakes up every day and it's their day. And it's been that way for Cam so far. But I don't like it. Him having to carry the complete load. And I hope that answers your question. I mean, I just gave you my whole pregame speech, so there you go.
No, I love it. I'm fired up for it now. I mean, I've been a little bit nervous about this game because this defense is that good that Cal has, but I'm excited for this game regardless.
Yeah, I am too, but I think you guys underestimate, not you personally, but I think, you know, I watched Mendoza. I watched him against Auburn. I watched him against Florida State. And this guy, he wins. You know, he just wins. And I'm not comparing how he plays the game or the person, but, you know, Kenny Dorsey was a seventh-round pick into the draft, and he was surrounded by real good talent, and he was able to orchestrate the offense. And that's what made him great. I think that's what this Mendoza kid does, is he understands the offense. He has a grasp of it, and he moves well enough to accomplish things. They've surrounded him with, you know, Grizzle, who's a big receiver, and his Hunter kid's got four touchdowns. And I just hope that Jay Knott just isn't. I hope he doesn't come back yet. I hope he's still a little bit lame from getting banged up, because that guy was 1,200 yards last year, and it's going to hurt. And then their defense, we believe the Miami offense believes those two linebackers are as good as there are as a tandem possibly in the country. And, you know, they've got that edge guy that does a heck of a job. Let me tell you, he's a big time player as well. And I think that, you know, Cal's put together one heck of a football team, and McCullough's the edge guy. And I think that they can hurt you. And here's the bottom line for me. If we talk again in 10 years, it'll be the same thing. You turn that football over three times like you did last week, I don't care who you're playing, there's a good chance you're going to lose the football game. And that's what can happen.
Well, Don, this is awesome, man. We could talk another hour with you, man. But I know you're up there at Calistoga. We could talk about how you guys got screwed in that Ohio State FC Bowl. That was the latest flag I've seen in the history of football. It's like the confetti was down, the bottles are getting popped, and wait, pass interference. What? The game's over. What are you talking about? But, Don, have a good call. I'm glad you're enjoying the Bay Area. We love the fact that Miami's coming out here. We're all going to the game. We cannot wait to see the Hurricanes take on the Cal Golden Bears. But we thank you so much for the time, Don. We truly, truly appreciate it.
Anytime, my guys. I appreciate it. And go Canes, and I appreciate all the hospitality out here. It's been a great time. Thank you.
Enjoy that mud bath later on today.
All right, baby.
All right. Don Bailey Jr., color commentator for the Miami Hurricanes on 560 WQAM, center for the 83 National Championship team. We watched all the 30 for 30s, man. There's something about Miami. Like, I'm a Florida State fan, and I'm just like, damn. The orange jerseys, the white pants, the white helmets with the U, the swagger. When they went down to the swamp and those two receivers, that receiver caught the touchdown and the two receivers started doing the gator chomp in the end zone, I said, oh, damn, the U is back. I knew it right then and there. I said, Chris Paul's got to roll it again.
All right. For your money, greatest college football team of all time is? I know this is a hard one. I'm going to take the 2001 Miami.
I knew you were going to take them. I knew you were going to take them. It's hard for me to argue.
By the way, they lost Reggie Wayne that year.
I know.
I'm going to read you off this team real quick.
I know. This team is amazing.
I think it's the greatest football team of all time.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.